Thousands of Hindu devotees have thronged to the banks of the Ganges for the annual dip in the river. The week-long pilgrimage has continued despite COVID-19 cases surging throughout the country.
The holy water was brought and sprayed on devotees. We practice social distancing and batches of only 50 people are allowed at a time. We also use drones to sanitize the place.
People across India are celebrating various festivals amid tight restrictions. The largest of these is in West Bengal, where only vaccinated pilgrims are allowed. Testing camps are open, even as public places and schools have closed. Despite these measures, new COVID-19 cases in the state are breaking earlier records. Hospital admissions in India, however, have remained relatively low. In the country's largest COVID-19 facility in New Delhi, most beds are empty and not many patients are on a ventilator.
We have enough oxygen, we have enough ICU beds, we have enough medicine, and we have all the infrastructure. At the same time, we have also trained our doctors, nurses and paramedics, technicians to how to deal with the increasing numbers. So this time we are better prepared than the second wave.
Authorities expect the Omicron fuel surge to strain resources, but are taking steps to address the impact. They are now advising asymptomatic contacts of COVID-19 patients to avoid testing and quarantine at home.
What the advisory signifies is a degree of pragmatism. And I understand this is a relatively short-term thing. It's not that it's giving up on testing. It's a short-term thing for the simple reason that the number of asymptomatic contacts are so enormous that it simply restricted it to high-risk groups.
Authorities will soon decide on extending the ban on election rallies. In the capital, New Delhi, when new cases peak to an all-time high, there will be another weekend curfew.
Public health experts warn that uneven restrictions could backfire if cases continue to spike at the current rate. Even a small percentage of new hospital admissions could overwhelm the healthcare system. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.